Damn.
Welcome to the King Me Pod, where we explore the challenges and victories of modern men. Each week, we discuss topics like mental health, relationships, career growth, fitness, and masculinity. Our aim is to inspire personal development and promote balance through uplifting stories and practical advice in a supportive community. Join us on this journey. And make sure y'all follow us on Instagram at KeenMe_podcast. We do a lot of updates out there too as well. My brother, what's good, man?
What's happening, my brother?
Ain't too much. Another day. I said I was going to start another saying stuff way. Like that. It's just another day.
You say you're going to stop or
yeah,
start?
Yeah, I'm going to stop saying that, man, because.
But why, though?
Because. Another day, you know what I'm saying? I can, you know, I'll be rich. I be saying it like real relaxed. Like, it's just another day, man.
I mean.
Like, anything could kind of happen today.
That is true. That is true. Which is, I mean, it is another day. But, I mean, how you gonna change that, though?
Change up my wording. I said I need to be more intentional about my wording.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all. Okay. Hey, Happy New Year's to you, my brother.
Happy New Year to you and everybody. Yeah. Across the globe. You understand me?
Yeah, yeah.
New year, new me, new us, new we.
It's a new what's new about you?
Man, you know, it just my grooviness for one. I'm a groovy motherfucker.
Yes,
excuse
sir.
My language, but don't excuse it. Now I'm talking about, you know, just everything about it. You know, everything about me just, you know, just trying to be way different from last year, man. Because,
yeah.
You know, I had a little, you know, some downs last year and some ups too. But, you know, that's just life, though.
Mostly your ups.
I won't say that.
Mostly downs.
Mostly downs, my boy. Mostly downs. But, you know, we live to see another day. You know what I'm talking about? You know, just take them L's. You know, not necessarily losses, but turn them into, you know.
Lessons. Take
come
them
on,
lessons.
Come on. That's
take
why we brothers.
Lessons. Yeah, take
that's
them
why
lessons.
We brothers, because we finish each other's sentences. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Y'all, this is my brother right here.
Yeah.
Understand me. This is my brother. Yeah. That boy finished my sentences now. Come on. That's what I rock with.
Oh,
boy,
you was going to say that? You was going to say that?
Actually, no, but, you know, it started, you know, it just fit just now. You feel me? Nah, I was about to say that for real. But yeah, man, just everything, just this brand. I just feel good about this year, though.
Yeah.
2025 is gonna be special.
It's
gonna be special, my brother. It's gonna be special, man.
Man, this year kind of start off kind of. Well, I ain't gonna say for as me, but a lot of stuff kind of took place this year. Like, you know, January 1st, man, and we had a little incident down there in New Orleans. You know. And I think that particular guy was in the military, man. I think they didn't finish investigating and everything else, but and what he did, that was crazy. Yeah, I think they had something.
Goof troop.
Man, then now we got this that fire situation in California.
Cali. Shout out to all the people in Cali, man.
Yeah, man.
That went through. You know, lost homes and all kind of stuff going on out there, boy.
It is. I seen one interview, man. This guy was a black guy, already retired and everything, him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, man, I lost everything.
Was it 8-3-year-old black guy?
Yeah.
I think that touched me, boy. And he got weak, too. I said, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
He started crying. I said, Lord have mercy. Hell, man. I got tear up my damn self.
Man, fast, man. You know what I'm saying? Facts, but it just crazy. I think I don't know for sure, but I believe they say they caught two people that, you know, started the fire.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, like, how the hell you can start a fire and it burned down near a 1,000 acres.
Yeah, it ran through pretty good now. I ain't lying.
They say between the wind and I guess the dry part is really got dry air, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that's how it kind of went through real fast, but
yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you, man.
Talk to me.
I'm pretty thankful though. You You know what I'm saying? You know, I know they lost some casualties down there in California, but you know what I'm saying? It just kind of remind me of, you know, where I'm at in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. I can't help but to be thankful for that a whole lot of stuff, bro. That I ain't gonna say a lot. Yeah. So, but what been going on new with you, man? This week with everything?
Let me see. What been going on with me new this week? What did I do? Shit. Did I do work per usual?
Yeah.
You know, that's every day. And you know, just trying to figure out a few other little hustles I can get into, you know, besides the 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying? Like, something that I could do on my own time. Like, I ain't got necessarily, you know, punch a clock or be on somebody else's time, whoop de woo. But you know, I could just kind of, you know, do it on my own free time. You know, if I want to do it today, I do it. If I don't, the hell with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but you know,
that's how I feel too.
You feel me? So, you know, just trying to find that kind of, you know, extra income on the side, you know, to get involved with or whatever. And
yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, and I've been tapping into that a little bit for the last couple of weeks or whatever. And you know, like always, you know, how we been doing this health journey for a while, just trying to tap back into that or whatever. You know, I've been eating salads all week. I mean, I'm just saying, brother.
You ain't had no protein in it?
Calm down. You gonna let me talk. You gonna tell the story. I mean, what we doing right now?
Eating like a rabbit.
Actually, I was. But nah, I had some, you know, I had some, either some crab meat in that thing or something else I had in that joint. You know, like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You know, regular shit, nothing crazy.
Okay. But,
you know, I've been kind of eating that all week and been trying to get back on my smoothies for real. Trying to get back on the smoothest, man. But anyway, you know, and I had a couple other things going on too, but that'll take all day, and I don't think we got enough time on the podcast for all that.
Yeah. With what?
You know, just say what all I had going on for the past week or so. So, you know, just keep it simple.
Okay, okay.
That's about it, though. And plus, you know, I still look good, so that's, you know, that's always. Just feel like I had to add that little bit in there. Thank y'all, too, for the compliments out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know.
I know, I'm gonna tell you what I've been doing, and my pockets ain't that deep, but
when somebody stuff like that, that mean they pockets deep. So come on.
No, I'm serious.
Come
though,
on now.
Cause I've been going to Green Cafe,
mm-hmm.
Up in McLeod Health, mm-hmm. Fitness. And man, I've been rocking. Damn, what his name? Jamel Lyde. Yeah, Jamel Lyde, man. Shout out to Jamel Lyde. Like,
Jamel, man.
Listen, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even got the old lady on him, man.
Come on, man.
You definitely got to have some, you know, your pockets got to be sitting right. But,
right.
Because I went there just about every day.
Sheesh.
Last week. Okay. I ain't even gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got some good stuff in there. I ain't even gonna fake.
Okay.
Like,
that's his own business, or he just rocking out of, you know?
Yeah, that's his own business.
Okay. So what's the details on what little buddy got going on?
Oh, man, he got some of everything, man. Juices, smoothies. He got fresh pressed juice. You know what I'm saying? I've been drinking them beets. Because I really love them, the beet juice.
Really?
Yeah, I really love it. Yeah, I love it. He got beets, apples, and ginger, and lemon in it. Called Beets and Things. That's beets my personal favorite.
Okay, my boy.
I'm sitting here promoting that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Beets and Things. I really love Beets and Things. And then I've been getting between the wrap, salmon wrap, and the salmon bowl.
And
they come with, you know, I guess the, not the topping, but the base is brown rice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I add salmon on top of that, and then whatever vegetables you want to add, carrots, onions, cucumbers. Let me see. I mean, that's why no one put on mine. Man, when I tell you, it's jumping fire.
Shit like that, huh?
Boy, listen here. Hey, listen. I told you, you know, the old lady really be, you know, she real critical of things.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she went there back to back.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
She went there back to back.
Oh, they just showing her ass, huh?
Yeah. I rock with it, man. I this week, Ray, I probably trying to make my own.
Javale said, "Nah, my brother, come on back and spend that money."
He do have a point system, though. You know what I'm saying?
Come and spend that money.
He do have a point system that, you know, if you utilize, if you go there often, you know what I'm saying? You get like, I just use, I got 10% off one of my orders that I had, so that helped out a lot, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ain't bad, eh, boy?
But yeah, man. So I guess today, since we already far up in the conversation, man, I was debating what we was probably going to be talking about. The subject that I really wanted to particularly talk about, you know, I think we're going to probably put a pause on that till we get our other guests in. I would love to get y'all boys, you know, personal opinion on that. But today, man, we're just going to keep it real simple. Funky, like you always say, man. Simple and funky.
Okay.
I just had one to, you know, put something out there for the masses, people that listen and whatnot, man. Really, the primary goal is for me, man. One of my personal goals is talking about personal goals. Mm-hmm. You know, we just came fresh off that vision board workshop that we had. And I don't know
Bruce
if
was a boss.
Yeah. Matter of fact,
was a boss as hell, bro.
That just remind me I gotta create the link for the Zoom link, which I ain't did that yet. But like basically, man, you know, just going back over that the vision board workshop, man, just revisiting that. How where you at with your personal your goals at, man? Have you already started? Or you had jump on some any task, and you had any challenges lately?
I'd say for the most part, I'm still kind of the same. I can sit here and fake just because I'm on this mic for these people and everything. Yeah. Like, oh my God, I done did everything and that's on that vision board. Nah, not even close. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna sit here and fake about that. But don't get nothing twisted. I am working towards it, though.
Right.
I am working towards it because we just did a vision board about like last weekend, 2 weeks ago.
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay. But you know, trying.
You did start at one, though.
Which one?
You been eating right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
That's a big thing.
Yeah, I was about to jump on that. And, you know, I'm in a group right now that. We're doing fasting and everything else.
Okay.
So, you know, yeah, that is one thing that I've been doing. But that just kind of almost feel like it's, you know, normal or just, you know, I've been doing that. So, you know, it is what it is with that one. But, yeah, man, just trying to get everything sorted out and just trying to be consistent with things or whatever.
Man, listen.
Go ahead.
You just said something not too long ago. You said something about consistency.
Mm-hmm.
I've just read something on social media about staying consistent. You know what I'm saying? Consistent is one of the most powerful willpower any man can probably, you know what I'm saying, possess. Mm-hmm. Reason being is because I, you know, when I think about consistent, like me going to work every day, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm consistent in that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if like, say for instance, me going to work, like I can go to work tired. I can go to work not feeling good. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I've been doing that is because of the, you know, I did it from day one, being consistent. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And I feel like, I think Walker Flocka? I think it's one of them rap artists, man. Post. No, that was 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz said that. 2 Chainz was like, you know, stay consistent. You know what I'm saying? If you stay consistent within 12 months of the year, you know what I'm saying? I guarantee your life from where you started at and where you end at, you will see a dramatic change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I've been trying. That's one of my biggest goals is trying to stay consistent in what I do, man. You know what I'm saying? What the word they say? If you what Deion Sanders like to say? If you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. Yeah. If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
And what else did he say? Damn, how that shit go?
You look good. He dropped some in bars.
Yeah, bro. I swear he did. Oh, have mercy. I ain't gonna lie. Shout out to Deion, man. Prime time himself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Lord have mercy. That ain't for real, man. But yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah, so my biggest thing is, man, I'm gonna tell you, one of the challenges that I probably mostly have is you know, because I did my vision board. Now mm-hmm. now the thing is, after I done it, now I'm putting it in action, you know what I'm saying? Creating a process.
Got to get that motion, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, putting that process in.
Gotta get that motion.
And one of the things I realized about me, though, Scoop, is, you know what I'm saying? I like to do things, like I like to create process for me. You know what I'm saying? I think I post something to like everything that I got to do, mm-hmm. you know, like.
Which I absolutely love that shit, to be honest with you. Like, that shit, I'm like, damn, like, if like I wasn't doing something right when you had put that shit up there, man. Yeah. I'm like. This dude really got his shit laid out for the damn week.
It laid out for the week.
I said, yo, this shit.
I'm going to do it again this week, too.
I said, what have I been doing?
Well, I had to change some stuff up, man. Yeah. Especially when I see myself and I see Kimi as a multi-million-dollar brand.
And it
you
is.
Know what I'm
saying? And it is, brother.
Yeah, it is. And the reason why I say I got to change some stuff up, man, I just got to stay, you know, I got to create a structural environment for me because I kind of go, you know what I'm saying, go to the left, go to the right, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, and then my energy level drop, and then I'm slowing down, you know, and so, you know, creating a whole task for the week, it just kind of, I just think it kind of set me up to be successful. Mm-hmm. Even if I don't complete, like this last week, I didn't complete everything that was on my list, right?
Right.
So what I got to do is the things that I didn't complete mm-hmm. on my list for last week, I'm putting on this week, you know what I'm saying? And it just kind of, you know, and it's keep going. Mm-hmm. It is a book called Living Your Life, let me see, within 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Yeah, 12 weeks. 12 yeah. weeks. 12 weeks plan.
Mm-hmm.
And you can and the way they do it is you can live, you can complete your goals that you had set for the whole year
mm-hmm.
within 12 weeks.
Man, go ahead, boy.
I'm saying it's a little extreme.
Go ahead, boy.
You know what I'm saying? But it take a whole lot of dedication.
Hold on.
It's extreme, but it take a whole lot of dedication.
You said what you had lined up for the whole year.
Yeah. What your plans were, yeah.
For right. And do it in 12 weeks.
Yeah, do it in 12 weeks. Yeah, but that's a book, though. That's a book.
Oh, have mercy, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like you say, it could happen, though.
It can. It I think it depends on the individual, how bad, you know, like how bad they want it.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like you know, like one thing for sure, though, bro, going to sleep, like I think about it. Like going to sleep, I think about it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like it's not a time in the day that I don't think about it.
Think about what? What are you talking about?
Like just, you know what I'm saying, the Kimi brand, like this the whole nine yards, you know what I'm saying? It's not okay. You know, it's not a day that go by that I don't think about it, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like if you have anything in your life and you ain't thinking about that shit like constantly, it ain't never coming in your head, man, you ain't serious.
What are we really doing, though?
I'm dead serious. You ain't serious, man. Like, life just kind of, you know what I'm saying, passing you by.
Mm, that is true,
and the truth of the matter is, I'm tired of life passing me by. I don't know about any of my listeners. I don't know if you feeling like, you know, I'm tired of time, you know, with just playing around with my life. You know what I'm saying? And as a man, if you feeling that way,
mm-hmm.
you on the right path. You know what I'm saying?
Listeners, y'all need to listen up closely. Go ahead and talk, brother. Yeah. Go ahead and talk.
If you feeling like, man, I'm tired of life passing me by, what I'm gonna do about it? You know what I'm saying?
And you know, it's so crazy that you say that, man, because you know, I be talking to people nowadays and, you know, trying to, you know, get a little motivation here, a little motivation there. We just happen to spark up a conversation or whatever. Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. This, that, and third. I'm like, so what you gonna do about it? You know, you've been talking about the same shit for the last, you know, couple of months now, yeah, a year or two, whatever. Well, you know, I'm trying to do this, that, and third. In some kind of way. I mean, I understand that everybody got deep pockets and everything. Well, if I had the money to do this, that, and third, woo. I said, so what are you doing in order to get that money or get those grants? Or, you know, whatever, yeah, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be, in order to get your shit started. Like, what are you doing? Like, are you, you know, tapping into the right people or networks, yeah, or what or whatever, you know, in order to get your shit started? Or are you just sitting back and expecting somebody to just give you a fucking hand out? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what, just put shit in your hand. Like, what are we doing? You know, which direction are you trying to really go with this thing here? You know what I'm saying? Because it can be another damn 5 years or so, and you say, like, damn, I ain't seen nobody do this, damn, and third. I think I'm going to try this. But what have you done, though? You ain't did the first step to damn, you know, making a progress towards that goal that you said, that, you know, or that vision or whatever. Like, what the hell are you talking about, though? But, you know, I just sit back and I'm listening to you, though.
Yeah.
I'm listening to you.
And the truth of the matter is, I have been that person.
And actually, I was talking about you.
Damn.
Nah, I'm just teasing them. But yeah, you are one of them, though. You
yeah,
are
one I'm one. Yeah, I'm one of them people, man.
But you know, with you, you know, I come at you totally different, though.
Yeah, right.
Because
right,
you know, I don't give a shit how I come at you, because you're my brother and everything else. And
I respect that.
You know, because if you want to square up, you already know it's a patch of grass out there. We could go ahead and have
listen,
that situation,
yeah, man.
But you know,
you too light. Boy, listen, you can't even lift 135 no more.
What, dumbbells? Come on, what are we talking about, man?
What are
we talking about?
On you the bench?
Come on, man.
What are you talking about?
Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, you already know. Hey, listen.
I mean, I ain't gonna fake. One day I squared it with you just a couple of months ago, actually. Matter of fact, around homecoming time. Both of us all soft stuff and shit. And like when you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, but Bobby, know a little something.
Yeah.
But I couldn't let you know that then.
Hey, listen.
I couldn't let you know that then.
I was getting ready to toss your little ass.
Okay, now you're going too far.
Hey, listen.
Now you're going too far. Nah.
Listen, I remember a time.
Now you know damn well you weren't going to toss me.
Oh,
now,
yeah, I was
going
to toss you. I felt it. But the reason why I didn't toss you, it reminded me when I was young. I was like 17 years old.
Okay.
My dad, you know, he was kind of wrestling me and stuff like that, playing around with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I ended up lifting him up off the ground, and I dropped him and I let him throw me in the pool because, listen, I just wanted him to know I'm there, for one. And two, I just, you know, I just ain't want him to feel like,
come on now,
you know what I'm saying, walk around the house, damn, my damn son threw me. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I let him have it.
I know,
just as well as you, I let you have it. I let you have it.
Next topic, because this right here ain't going nowhere. this right here ain't going nowhere, because you know, and you've been in the gym way more than I do now.
Yeah.
And you try to lift heavy, but you at Planet Fitness, and you try, come on now. Let's not go there. Let's not talk.
Ain't nothing wrong with Planet Fitness.
If we gonna talk, let's talk now.
Ain't nothing wrong with Planet Fitness.
I mean, I'm just saying now.
It's still weights.
I mean, that's true.
Man,
too,
you made me lost my damn train of thought.
I was about to ask you what the hell was. I was about to ask you what the hell we was talking about.
You always be trying me, man. And you know, I'm a competitive dude. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm competitive.
What the hell we was talking about?
Yeah, you always be trying me, man.
But I have to, though. But nah, I was saying, like, you know, about just stay on top of your shit, though. You know, you was one of the persons that, you know, that I was talking about this now. Like, you know, I don't, you know, like, I have to give it to you, you know what I'm saying, the real and shit at all times and shit, man.
Yeah.
Because I know, you know, what kind of person you is, and, you know, what how my brother, you, if I don't tell you the truth about a lot of shit, though,
yeah,
and put you on point.
That's true.
And I know your potential and how far you can take the shit and everything else. And I mean, for example, look where we at now.
And that's what that just reminded me what I was getting ready to say. You know, I've been trying to do this little podcast ever since the pandemic. Let me back up. I've been trying to do this podcast.
There you go, bro.
Thing. Since the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
I started going live and, you know, stuff like that. But I don't know what happened. I started kind of getting little equipments and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some, you know, a few equipments or whatnot. But now I'm at a place now, man. I think I told you, man. I said, you know, I'm just going to get started. And that's how I kind of came across on Crux Media Group, man, through another
Shout
guy.
Out Crux Media Group,
yeah,
man.
Through
the
another
homies.
Guy. Cain is Able. I was listening to his stuff, mm-hmm. and I just kind of recognized where he was recording at, man. So mm-hmm. that's how I kind of look into it. But and it just is where we at right now.
Come on, man.
How long we been doing this? About 6 months or so.
About 6 months. Yeah, it don't even seem like that though.
It don't seem like 6 months. I can't believe I've been doing 6 months.
Man,
this podcast.
I mean, when you first,
when
you first came, like, hey, Scoop, I'm trying to, you know, do the podcast. Woo, like, you want to tap in? I'm like, shit, you ain't even had to ask me. I already know what time it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the fact of, you know, you going through with it, and, you know, like I said, look where we at now. Just from where we started at to you know what I'm saying, where it at now.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is crazy. I ain't gonna sit here and fake, though, dog, like. I never thought I'd be doing this shit here. Yeah. I ain't gonna say it fake with you, boy. Like, podcast, like, shit, that my dog. Shit, they not can't. You know, like, damn, I'm gonna do this, that, and third and shit. But I like, Scoop, first off, calm down, my brother, calm down. You are you. You are who you are. Just do you. You know what I'm saying? Just do you, my brother. So, you know, everything
yeah,
just.
That's really
came to me. You know, we here now, brother.
Yeah, the challenges and here's the thing though. You know, mm-hmm. what I kind of recognize is now that we here, now you know, trying to take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? And I think with everything in life, you know, you can start it, but then eventually you want to get better at it.
That's true.
And some of you know, I ain't got no competition. You know, really out
Ooh.
There, not really.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? But
Ooh.
You know, it's some people that's on top of their stuff
Ooh.
That I kind of watch, and mm-hmm. you know, I just trying to get better, even with the topics and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Which
gotcha.
Bring me up to the point where you know I had to change my social media up on how I did my social media. You know, and for those of you, again, it's Kimi_podcast, and if you wanna, you know. Any topics you want to hear about or anything that you, any suggestion, anything like that, you can kind of put your suggestions in. I got this this link that I created that, you know, you can put all your information and stuff in there, man. And really, that's really what it boiled down to.
Tap in, people.
It just,
tap in.
Just being better, getting better. Been you know, it's a lot of people in this content creating game,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of people that's really good, and it's real competitive too.
Very
you know what I'm saying?
That.
Trying to get more listeners, getting people to tap in,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So, and I love it though. You know, I love the challenge. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it kind of get me out my comfort zone because I've been playing it safe a little too much. You know what I'm saying?
Very much so, my brother.
Very much so. And playing it safe, boy, don't get you nowhere. It's equivalent to being the nice guy.
Come on, man.
And you know what they say, nice guy finish last. I don't even know if nice guys even finish.
Come on, man.
They ain't even in the game.
They're not.
You know, to be truthful, though, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, mm-hmm. you know, just putting myself out there, man. And I know, you know, I can bet on myself. You know what I'm saying? It's just all about betting on yourself, man.
I love
that's where I'm at with it, man.
I love it, King. I love it, man. And yeah, you know, I mean, we gonna just, you know, I know we started off with this right here last year and trying to, you know, just better ourselves last year. I mean, like we do every year, but you know, I definitely see the growth in both of us since we started, not just the podcast, but just, you know, the goals that we set out to obtain or whatever, but you know, it's like it just don't stop here though. Like let's keep going and like you know, another king in the group and one of the youngest in the group. We done shot him out a couple of times or whatever. Oh, TK,
yeah, TK,
me
yeah.
and that TK man, like that little fucking A boy. He got if he don't keep you on your damn feet, boy, I don't know who else will. You hear me?
Yeah, well, y'all boys got that Scorpio energy, man. Y'all be...
Shout out to all the Scorpios out there. Now I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Damn. I think, actually, Scorpio are the best. But anyway, let's continue. But it just... You know how to cut up one time. You know how to cut up one time, dog. But yeah, man, just keeping the energy though, dog. Just keeping the energy, man. And
hey, man, shout out to the group though. Shout out to the group that we have, man. The Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. The Kingdom is real.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, it is real.
Yeah, go ahead, brother. Yeah, listen, we got a group called The Kingdom, and it started off with just three people. Mm-hmm. And now that thing kind of growing. Mm-hmm. But it's a group of men that have different talents, different network.
Yeah.
Yeah, different
net, that.
Yeah. And they know different people. Yeah. So, you know, mm-hmm. The Kingdom was created for men like us, right, that need, I guess, really need whatever they need. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Is it Airbnb, finances, taxes, credits, getting your credit right? Mm-hmm. We got somebody.
Trucking.
Yeah, trucking.
All my drivers out there. Shout out my drivers out there, man. Hold that thing between that muscle and that mayonnaise. Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we got information for, really, for anybody who need information. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was created for. And it's constantly growing, too. Mm-hmm. I would like for it to translate into, you know, so I guess social media, but you know, not everything got to be on social media. Though.
I mean, that is true too, but you know, I think it will eventually get there.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it will. Well, I know it will. Ain't no thinking in that shit, but yeah, it definitely will though.
Man, listen. And another thing, man, what I do also realize, you know, reason why, you know how like you have an idea. And sometimes you well maybe it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I had an idea. This really, you know, the idea that, you know, what we doing now,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know how to put it out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I seen other people how they put it out there, and I'm like, man, they did it this way. They did it this way, and I didn't wanna. I was thinking too hard. I didn't want to put it out there because I felt like I wasn't gonna be good at it. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I'm still ain't good at it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm learning though. You know what I mean? Right. And so I know for a fact it's men out here that have creative ideas. I know y'all got creative ideas. I know certain things that you want to put out there, but you don't know how, you know. And my advice to you, you know what I'm saying? Just as well, my brother gave me advice. Is to start where you at. Just start where you at. Man, listen, I go back and listen to the very first episode of this show, man. And,
come on.
And B told us it was going to be like that. But, you know, I go back and I just kind of listen to it.
Shout out to B Pearson, too, man. He's a little teeny ass. You know? He's a little small. He's a little small guy, so don't even worry about him. He's not a threat to anybody, okay? But shout out to B Pearson.
Shout out to B Pearson, man.
Come on.
And he gave us some advice about, you know, how we should approach everything. And, truthfully, sometimes you can think too hard into something. You know, you can think too hard into, that's doing whatever true. You want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Very
sometimes
true.
You just got to do it. You know what I'm saying? And you may be a little nervous, and when you listen back to it, you're going to sound nervous, and you're going to do it nervous, and you look back at it, you're going to be like, damn, I was nervous as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But guess what? You did it. You took that step. You know what I mean? And today, you know, basically what we're talking about is just do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like Nike, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's how you feel, huh?
Yeah, just do it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You don't need nobody to, you know, like really motivate you and push you, man. Because sometimes that motivating, that gonna come and it gonna go. And at the end of the day, you gotta be the person looking in the mirror and be like, hey, you just need to do it. And sometimes you just gotta talk to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
To be real about it. But yeah.
And also to that, like, you think people that be overthinking the situation can kind of psych themselves out from doing it? Or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thinking so hard. Oh, well, what if I don't do this right here, right? What if this, that, and third don't go right? Whoop, whoop, blah, blah, blah. You think they can kind of psych themselves out from actually, you know what I'm saying, going out there and really tapping to the shit that they really want to do for real, though? How you feel about that?
Yeah. Like, because I do it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I do it every time, man. I remember, like, just playing sports, yo, in high school, just thinking about it. Man, I used to get, like, nervous every damn time, boy. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I almost be about to psych myself out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you just got to get them little nerves up out of you, man, to be real.
Man. My shit is so crazy, boy. I promise you, like.
Hey, but you know how you listen to, like, how we listen to certain people, man? Mm-hmm. Like, look at people acting, even your favorite artists. But if you go back and listen to them, boy, they go through the same thing. Like, I remember Kendrick Lamar, like, you know what I'm saying, when I first heard him on Flex, you know what I'm saying? Like, he do his hand like this, you know what I'm saying? But I think, you know, he did say he suffered from anxiety. He did say that when I seen him. So it's like some of the artists we listen to, you know, they go through the same thing, boy.
Same as that. Nah, that's real, though.
Yeah.
That's real, though, man.
But they still do it. They still did it.
You got to push through that nervousness, man, because, you know, like I was talking to Pearson earlier and shit, like, you know, he's like, damn, you play, you know what I'm saying, you play in the sport. I'm like, yeah, I played, but, like, my confidence level was some shit, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because for one, I was always nervous and shit, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, as far as sports and just doing anything. Whatever, like, I was always, like, still to this day, like, some shit I'd be so fucking nervous about, like, a lot of people don't understand that shit.
You drive trucks.
Man, listen to him, boy. But I had a kind of, you know.
Where you started, how you started driving trucks. You probably good at it,
Yeah, shit, I ain't worried about nothing, nah. You know, because, and matter of fact, to tap into that, like, you know, with truck driving, a lot of people don't like to go in the mountains. That one thing a lot of people don't like to do, going to damn mountains and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, it's just the mountains, though. You know what I'm saying?
Driving a car through the mountains.
You know
mountains.
What I'm saying? Yeah. And having a big-ass rig through the damn mountains and shit, going down that dumb-ass downgrade and shit. You know, and having about damn 60,000 on your, you know what I'm saying, back there. You know, it's just all kind of shit. So
there's a lot of stuff you got to think about while you drive.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that and bridges and shit. You know, you see the Cooper River Bridge down there in Mount Pleasant, right?
Yeah.
People hate to drive across that little shit there.
I can see why.
Yeah, I mean, I can
and
see
that,
why.
That thing, and it's swaying too, ain't it?
I think so. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because people I drive with one time before.
It's,
like,
it's the older one. You talking about the old bridge, right? Not the newest one.
I think it's the old one. And my man asked me, like, yeah, you straight drive over that bridge, ain't it? I look at boy, I'm like, come on. don't play me like that. don't play me like
Man,
that.
It's a lot of people. I ain't knew that. A lot of people couldn't drive on that bridge.
Yeah, a lot of people can't drive on that bridge, bro. I know my late great aunt Ethel, man, like, you know, when she's originally from down here, but she had moved to New York or whatever. But she used to hate, because they had a house down there in Charleston or whatever. But she used to hate driving over that damn bridge. Like, she literally made my uncle go around to get to where the hell they was going to. Like, she would not go over that damn bridge, boy. She would not go over that damn. That's how nervous she was. That's how scared she was to go over that damn bridge. Every time. I said, boy, ain't no damn way. So, aunt had to go.
Yeah, I can believe that,
you
man.
Know, what, 30 minutes or whatever outside the way in order to get to where they going at.
Yeah, I got an auntie. She didn't. We was getting married in downtown in Charleston. And She wanted to come, but she couldn't drive across that bridge.
Ain't no damn.
She couldn't, dog.
I mean, I understand, but that bridge ain't that damn big. The mid ain't. Because right now, I drive with a motherfucker. Now, I ain't say every day, but at least two times a damn week. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I'm in a little dump truck now, so, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's all good. But, man, like, you know, I'm always nervous, though. I ain't saying that, though. And I be trying to. And I see the same shit in my daughter too, you know. Of course, around the people she knows, she gonna cut up. But once she get out there, she be, you know, we ain't gonna start that day now. Yeah. I said we ain't gonna start.
That's just
that
crazy
day.
How you see certain things in your kids.
You know what I'm saying?
That you recognize about yourself.
Yeah, I said, and I be thinking, I'm like, damn, I used to be the same damn way. So that's why I try to get out of that shit not early, you know. So when she go through in life, she, you know, so she'll be more comfortable going places and this, that, and the third or whatever. So. Yeah, my daughter, she definitely do that shit right now, though, man. That's my girl, there. But yeah, go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Oh, nah. So I appreciate this conversation, man. You know, everything we kind of talk about. I wanted to do something different.
Okay. What we got?
Well, I was thinking that we should probably should add. I don't know. I ain't gave it a name yet.
Okay.
But you know how we talk. We always talking about like some goofy shit people be doing and stuff like that. I want to dedicate this part of the show is the goofy shit. You know what I'm saying? Goofy stuff, man.
Now you know you got to put some flavor to that shit. But I'm gonna take it for the first time. We gotta add a little flavor to that thing next time. But go ahead.
I ain't know what to call it.
That's what I'm saying. We're gonna take it since it's the first time. Go ahead.
Yeah, since it's the first time. So the other day I was reading, right? I came across this news outlet saying that a Florida cop was fired after crashing his patrol car. But guess why he crashed it?
And they getting topped off. I'm sorry.
Counter. He was distracted by porn on his phone.
Man, go ahead, man.
And it was caught on his body cam.
Ain't no way, boy.
Yeah, I mean, so they end up firing him, man, and he reared in the car in the back while he was watching porn. This man was driving his patrol car, and
ain't no way, boy.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I was saying.
Goofy shit.
That's what I'm saying. What would you call this part of the show? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But that was goofy though. And you ever was driving around watching porn?
Huh?
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Hey, I can imagine being a truck driver. You know what I'm saying? Being a truck driver, you probably.
I ain't never did that, no.
Only time, I mean, now I had my history watching porn.
Of course.
But I'm watching it not just for recreation. Just watch it.
Well, you sick, boy. Yeah.
Hey, but Bab was watching it while he driving the patrol car. So, yeah, he get
this. He on duty.
Yeah, he don't do it.
And he cutting up like that right there.
The boy got fired.
Goofy ass shit.
See? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is some goofy ass shit. I see what you're saying.
And then Dog got
fired too.
Yeah, he got fired.
Oh, Lord. Help the people. Yeah. And what Charlamagne always say? On the shit, the craziest motherfucker, or the goofiest motherfucker, always come from either Florida, or the Bronx, New York, or some shit. Yeah. Lord, I don't know. Charlamagne about to know something, boy.
Yeah, it was in Florida, yeah. Charlamagne did say that. All the crazy stuff come from Florida.
Oh, the damn Bronx, New York.
He probably on the side with that one. Oh, man.
That shit crazy. I ain't lying.
Hey, so what you got for the, I guess, for the motivation of the week, man? What we focus on?
Let's focus on... focus on staying consistent. Shit, it's a new year. You know, a new you, new me. You know, let's just focus on staying consistent, man. Like you said earlier about the vision board thing. And let's just, you know, start knocking some of those things down, you know, as you go along these. Because these, y'all know these first 3 months going to fly by now.
Mm-hmm.
These first 3 months gonna fly by, man. So let's just stay on task, and you know, consistency and repetition. You gonna get there, my people.
Yes, sir. I love it.
You gonna definitely get there, man. But you gotta stay tapped in, though. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
So you gonna do the beer thing? This
you nah. Gonna, you nah, yeah. Let me switch it up a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you got anything for the people? You gonna.
Nah, make sure y'all tune in, tap into the Keemie_podcast on Instagram. Make sure you tap into that. And we got a Facebook page too called King Me Podcast. So, and it's growing. So make sure y'all tap in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank y'all for tapping in once again to the King Me Podcast. Catch us every Thursday. This is none other than the Scoop Lover.
And I'm Brandon, and we out.
Ow.
Yes, sir.